KSXARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 12th of May, 2024. Now on with the show.
Next weekend, the 18th and 19th of May, is the Ham Campsion weekend at Mayenup. Ham Campsion's a casual camping weekend with an opportunity to set up your radio equipment alongside your tent, caravan or swag, or just come along and enjoy some time with other radio enthusiasts. There's plenty of room to camp, space to set up your favourite portable antenna, hot showers, camp kitchen, great barbecue and fire pit, and the campsites are unpowered. If you're coming down, please give me a heads up so we know to look out for you. Many people arrive on Friday and I will be unlocking the gates around lunchtime. You can camp anywhere, but most people camp within 100 metres or so of the buildings. The simplest way to get here from Perth or Albany is via the Albany Highway, turning west at Kojanup, near the Big Wheel Wagon at the south end of town. Mayenup is 40 minutes from Kojanup. If you're coming from Bunbury, turn just south of Donnybrook to Boyart Brook and continue through town 15 minutes to Mayenup. Camping is $10 per person per night, which all goes to the sports ground custodians. My email address is VK6EK, it's Victor Kilo Sierra India X-ray Echo Kilo at gmail.com. We hope to see you there. This is Darren, VK6EK for the Southern Electronics Group.
Time is passing quickly, and as the sun doesn't stop rising and setting, it's time to dust off your calendars. Grab a permanent marker and write it in. The NCRG Ham Fest is on again come August 25th, 2024. You won't be surprised to find the event at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre at the end of Fisher Street in Bassendean. What else do we love about Ham Fest? The raffle. This year the raffle will have four prizes: an Andrews communication voucher worth $2,000, a Yaesu FTM 300, $699, a Yaesu FT70DR worth $299, and if Yaesu isn't your brand, there's a $100 voucher from Horizon Antennas. Tickets are $5 per entry, available for sale across New South Wales, the NT, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania, Victoria, and of course, Western Australia. You'll have to wait another month or two for the raffle start date of the 25th of June, with the raffle ending at 12 noon on the 25th of August at the NCRG Hamfest. Start saving, with full details appearing on the NCRG website before the raffle starts. I'm Glyn, Victor Kilo 6, Papa Alpha Whiskey, for the Northern Corridor Radio Group. 7-3.
Hello from Dennis, VK6AKR for the WAVHF Group, Inc. Sad to say that our amateur community has another silent key. During April, Ron, VK6AAU, passed away peacefully, leaving his wife of 26 years, Jeanette. Notice of his funeral arrangements was not known to me when I recorded last week's piece for the news. Ron was an electrical engineer with a keen interest in sailing, rover cars, travel, and amateur radio, amongst many others. He will be remembered for his keen sense of humour and helpfulness to any member of the club. His many friends included Alan, VK6AMH, and Dave, VK6AI, with whom he experimented a lot with antennas and novel capacitor designs for magnetic loops. Rest in peace, Ron. The WAVHF Group has applied for two special event call signs, which will be used in conjunction with our commemoration of the centenary of local radio station 6WF and its founding chief engineer, Wally Coxon. These call signs will be available on roster to interested amateurs across VK in the manner of Stuart's commemoration of the RAAF centenary, Paul's centenary of the ABC, and our hosting of the 80th anniversary of the first Avro Lancaster sorties. Details will appear in due course on our Facebook page and new website. We invite anyone, including SWLs and family members who have recollections of significant moments in 6WF's history or Wally Coxon's involvement in radio, to make themselves known to myself or any other club member. We would like to include snippets of these recollections throughout the time that we hold the call signs. 73 from Dennis, VK6AKR, for the WA VHF Group.
Most amateur radio groups get together on a regular basis for meetings, doing stuff, or perhaps both. Like many other West Aussies, I'm a member of more than one amateur radio club. In fact, I'm a member of three VK6 clubs and have varying degrees of participation in each. Probably the biggest club role I have is being the bloke that puts Perth Tech together. It's not something I do in complete isolation, but I do most of the footwork, consulting with the WA Amateur Radio News Committee and others, and on the Perth Tech weekend itself, there's always a bunch of people who help out. And of course, there's the presenters, who really do a great job. Perth Tech 2024 is in the preliminary planning stages, and all being well, it'll be on the third full week in September, so pencil in Perth Tech for the weekend 21-22 September. WA Amateur Radio News will be present at the NCRG's Hamfest in August, and for those who haven't already decided, we'll be promoting Perth Tech to jog your memory. On another subject, people sometimes tell me that they had no idea that an event or a function was on, and when told that these events were published on amateur radio news programs, club emails, social media and so forth, the response goes something like, "Oh, I don't pay any attention to those things." In my many years in the public sector, I learned to stop my mouth saying what my brain was thinking, and I respond rather too nicely. The bottom line, folks, is that nobody's going to write you a personal invitation every time something happens. Somewhere along the line, if you think amateur radio events are passing you by, you need to make the first move and tune in to what's happening around you. For Pete's sake, we're a communications hobby after all. But of course, I'm preaching to the choir here. The people I'm talking about aren't listening, are they? So my request to you, those who do listen, the choir, is to metaphorically slap the others around a bit and tell them to tune in, because they're missing out. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80-metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. The CQQRS net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations, popping in and out when they can over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then, over time, getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kilohertz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our weekly CQQRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com, or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com. That is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
Hi, I'm Bob VK6POP, and amongst other punishments for my sins, I'm Vice President of RASA, the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. RASA was formed several years ago to become an alternative national representative body for amateur radio in Australia with the aim of representing and promoting the hobby of amateur radio in Australia. Our objectives are to provide evidence-based research and strategic direction for issues related to amateur radio to third parties involved in the administration, management and regulation of the hobby, to promote amateur radio and its role in facilitating emerging communications technologies, to educate and encourage the next generation of amateur radio operators, and to lobby the regulator in order to protect and enhance the privileges of amateur radio operators in Australia. RASA was there in responding with the ACMA consultation on the class licensing and examination changes, which were implemented and appear to be working quite well. RASA's focus is on educating and growing the hobby by providing resources to new and existing amateurs. These resources include QRM Guru, the RF Interference Solutions Centre, VK Regs, a website explaining Australian amateur radio regulations, Amateur Radio Tech Support Site does what it says on the tin. Describe your problem and somebody will answer. It's an online help desk. RASA produces a quality online quarterly magazine which contains a wide range of interesting, useful and entertaining material. And being online, there's no need to write down a link. Just click it and off you go. The RASA Welcome to Amateur Radio Guidebook contains information that new and returning amateurs will find useful. There's an Amateur Radio Welcome Pack, which is a hard copy folio sent on request to clubs conducting amateur radio courses and exams for newcomers to the hobby. This printed resource is free. Clubs are only asked to pay for the postage. We're looking and developing other online resources that will be offered free to amateurs. And finally, where do you find this trove of amateur radio goodies? They're all accessible from the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org. That was easy, wasn't it? VK Radio Amateurs, all one big long word, .org.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Some life lessons require additional reinforcement from time to time. This week, I was strongly encouraged to remember a lesson that can be summarized as a place for everything and everything in its place. It was first uttered like that to me a quarter of a century ago by a client who used it frequently around their staff. It means that all the stuff that fills up the space around you, in this case physical stuff, needs to have a specific home, and if you're not actively using it, that is where it should be. This is useful in a context where you have lots of little things that you need from time to time, or if you have several people dependent on the availability of a single thing, like, say, the labelling machine used to tag equipment. The other day, an incident involving a tiny tablet that went flying across the kitchen bench, bounced over the edge, and vanished, not helped by the fact that taking the tablet was time-sensitive and the fact that the vacuum cleaner was right there. No, the tablet was not inside, I checked. I walked around the bench to the other side and started rolling on the ground with the aid of the torch on my phone. 10 minutes in, still nothing. I remembered that my go bag has a torch, so I went to get it from its place. One problem. It wasn't there. I turned the bag upside down and went through it. Nope, no torch. That's two things that vanished. Neither has resurfaced at this point. I went to the chemist to get another tablet and took it 40 minutes late. The torch, however, was not so easy to resolve. My what I call go bag has a bunch of life-affirming essentials. It started pretty soon after becoming a radio amateur. It has two jumpers, long-leg underwear, an undershirt, a towel and a microfiber cloth, leather gloves, mosquito net, medication, band-aids, toilet paper, soap and some empty bags. It also has a torch. Well, not right now it doesn't. After failing on my mission to locate the torch, I started stuffing the contents of my go bag straight back into its bag, only to realize that I wasn't helping future me. I stopped, pulled everything back out and started folding everything neatly. Then I repacked the bag. I've put in a standby torch. In Dutch, they're called a knijpkat, or a mechanically operated torch. You squeeze it in your hand, and in doing so, you move a dynamo that charges either a battery or a capacitor. It's called a pinchkat because it sounds a little like that. The light is fine for getting around in the dark, but you wouldn't mistake it for a super bright eyeball-burning LED torch. In case you're wondering why I'm going into such detail about this, it's because you never know when you need something. It might be urgent, or it might not be. Having your stuff organized in such a way that you can find it can sometimes be the difference between life and death. Now, I get it, not everyone works like this. I have for decades had a system on my desk where I know where all the bits of paper are, and it's not helpful if someone cleans it up, because at that point I have no reference to anything, and I will have to go through the whole box of things to find what I need. When my partner and I travelled around Australia in an Iveco Daily stuffed to the gunwales with electronics equipment, clothes, food, camping gear, a 2-metre satellite dish, and plenty of other things, I had a system that involved 4 filing cabinets bolted into the van, combined with a dozen or more crates, metal hooks, straps, and a safe. I was forever putting things away in the exact same place, each time. It's not a process that comes naturally to everyone, and so we settled on a process where I would pack the van so I could lay my hands on anything within seconds. From the socket set to the satellite signal finder, from a clean pair of shorts to a raincoat, from a fuel funnel to a water funnel. Pro tip, don't mix the two. Tools aside, of course, this system also applies to the first aid kit and the fire extinguisher, the fire blanket, band-aids and medication, and in this case, a torch. You might ask how this could apply to amateur radio. Go bag aside, looking around my radio shack, it has lots of little things like adapters, measuring gadgets, chargers, fly leads, microphone clips, coax switches, and plenty of other stuff. If everything in your shack is in use, this isn't an issue. But if you're like me and don't have your nano VNA and all the SMA to something adapters or plenty of other things lying around for that just-in-case time, then having a place for everything and everything in its place is a very productive way to keep things organized so you don't spend half your life looking for things. Similarly, if you know where your portable shack is, your battery charger, an emergency antenna, or some other essential item, you'll discover that when it comes down to the pointy end of a situation, this might make a difference. So, how do you keep your life and shack organized, and what other processes and methods have you tried? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
You may notice that News West has been light on for content lately, and I've been playing a lot of repeat stories, but you can help us to change that by sending your stories or contributions through to newswest@vk6.net.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Good morning, yes, it's Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor with this week's helpline. Yes, I'm back. I've been out testing Newton's laws of gravity. Law 1 and 2 both are very valid, and I haven't yet tested Law 3, and I hope not to do so. And today is Mother's Day, and we've got amateur radio helpline for the 12th of May today, and the following items are available to a good home for sale. We have a Kenwood linear power supply. It's a Papa Sierra 50, original Kenwood carton with IEC cable. That power supply is 13.8 volts at 20 amps, continuous for 1 hour at least. The rear panel has a 6-pin Molex plug for older type Kenwood, ICOM and Yaesu models of radio, up to 16 amps. $100 for that unit, $100. And if you're interested, please contact Graham, VK6 Romeo Oscar. His email address is vk6ro@hotmail.com, I believe. Well, unfortunately, that's all I have for you. We don't want to drop too deep in the deep end to start with. So nice and casual, nice easy going today. And if you have anything further for the helpline, please send it to me. I forget what address I'm using at the moment. Roy's Helpline at gmail.com will be a good one. Roy's Helpline at gmail.com. Thank you, 73.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@newswestweeklypodcast-kilo-zulu-7-yankee-charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast. Or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.